obviously, for me, this is my first chance to start on Monday Night Football. So as a kid, you remember, you know, dun-dun-dun-dun. I mean, that's kind of the thing you want to do when you're in the NFL. So it's exciting, I think, for us to go up there to their place. And really, you know, when you have an away game, it's kind of good because you know all you have is the guys that are on that plane in that locker room, and you really come together. And it's going to be a tough challenge for us. I mean, they're 8-0. They're playing really well. Their defense obviously has a lot of great players. You look over, there's a lot of first-round picks over there. So it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Welcome back to Texans Weekly. The Houston Texans look to improve their record to 4-5 on the season and keep pace with the Indianapolis Colts for a share of the lead in the AFC South. Time now to check in with our Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith for our weekly visit. Rick, we're coming off the bye week. Usually this time of year you tell me that is your time to do some self-scouting for this team. Is that kind of what you worked on, and how has it benefited the team?
Well, it is, and more so from a coaching perspective more than anything, you know, from a scouting perspective. But it does give you a chance to look at your football team, look at your tendencies, what you're doing offensively, defensively. And, you know, as you know, we've made some improvements over the last few weeks on special teams. So it's a chance to look at those schemes, what you're doing, if there are things that are becoming a little bit predictive and you need to change them up a little bit, or things that are that you've been doing a lot that aren't working. It gives you a chance to really look at that and get your football team healthy.
So as you look at all this film, as you do that, of course, we're also at the midpoint of the season, so the bye week came at probably a really good time. What did you see that you most liked throughout the first half of the season, or maybe that you most want improved?
Well, I think the biggest thing I think you see is when you've got effective quarterback play and you don't turn the ball over and you are creating turnovers, that might be one of the most important statistics in football. So we've got to do a good job of doing that, of playing clean football, eliminating mistakes and turnovers, and you know, if we do that, then I think we've got a chance to really have a productive second half of the season.
I talked to Brian Hoyer earlier in the show, and you and I talked about this a little bit a couple weeks ago, about him sort of growing a little bit, maybe not having to look over his shoulder, and he didn't really want to attribute it to that per se. But can you talk about what you've seen as far as his improvement and comfortability, if that's a word, over the last couple weeks?
Well, I think that's an important element to it. I think he is becoming more and more confident every time that he goes out. I think his teammates are becoming more confident in him. I see a nice connection between he and DeAndre Hopkins, for example. And so I think the more he plays, it's like anything else. The more you work on something, the more success you have, the more confidence you have, and it kind of spirals. And so hopefully that will continue for him as we continue down the season.
We'll talk about the Monday night game Cincinnati in just a minute, but you've got a whole second half of the season here with a very difficult schedule. Kind of expanding on what you said that you liked in the first half, what do you really want to see? What do you need to see from this team moving forward for the second half?
Well, it's one at a time. It's one game at a time, and we've got to approach it that way. And we've got to, you know, there's a formula for us to win, and it's you know, playing clean football like we just talked about. It's being able to run the ball and not allowing big plays on defense. And, you know, just playing disciplined, physical football. And if we do that and again, eliminate the mistakes, then we'll be in every football game and we'll win our share.
So Monday night, let's start with it being a Monday night. What does playing on Monday night mean to a franchise?
Well, I mean, obviously it's national exposure. It's, you know, a chance to go out and really show the country and the world, you know, what your team is about. And so it's an opportunity for us. It's the next opportunity for us. And obviously it's a big one for us. And so it's a great football team. It's a football team that has not lost a game this year. They're playing with a lot of confidence. They've got a lot of weapons, you know, both offensively and defensively. And then they've got a coach in Marvin Lewis who's been there for a while and has done an outstanding job. So we're going to have a big test, and so we've got to do those things that we just talked about, you know, so that we can have a chance to win.
All right, we always appreciate Rick taking time out of his busy schedule to make time for us. But we do have to take another time out here on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll hear from the opposition, the Cincinnati Bengals. Stay with us.